Hello, Swathers, and welcome back to the HES Character Crew podcast. The goal of this podcast is to recap of our character word of the month and give encouragement to our listeners to keep pursuing the pillars. Today's podcast is all about courage.
Oh, thanks, Gracelyn. First, I'm going to let my new group of co-hosts introduce themselves. They are going to each say their name and tell us about a time that they had to use courage. Or they may tell us about when they think they're going to need some courage in the future. Okay, we are going to start right over here and go around the table.
Hi, my name is John, and I had to use courage at my first soccer game.
Hi, my name is Stefan, and I had to use courage when I went to my first baseball game.
Hi, my name is Aaron. I will need to show courage when I go to fifth grade.
Hi, my name is Colton. I used courage when I was ziplining.
Hey, my name is Mariah. I will need courage when I go to my biggest tour show.
Hi, my name is Kenzen, and I needed to show courage when I at the first day of school.
Hi, my name is Gracelyn. When I jump, I needed to show courage when I jumped on the bar by the teeny tiny slide.
Okay, so now that you know who we have in the studio today, I'm going to start with our first segment, which we are going to call
Purposeful Pillars.
Let's take a second to review the definition of courage. Okay, everybody, let's say it together. Courage is
to choose what is good, right, and kind, even when it's hard or scary.
Just like the definition says, courage can be scary sometimes. In fact, for something to be courageous, you do have to feel a little scared. I would say most people know what the good, right, and kind thing to do is, but worrying about what others think, or maybe worried they're going to be laughed at, or even worried that they're going to fail, can sometimes keep us from actually following through with what we know is right. So then the big question is, how do we find our courage and use it? That's what we're going to talk to our co-hosts about today and see what kind of advice they have for us about courage. All right, everybody. I know you've been doing a little brainstorming earlier. So how do you have the courage to do what is good, right, and kind? Let's start with Aaron.
If I watch others show courage, that makes me want to show courage.
You get inspiration from others, don't you? Stefan, how do you answer that question?
Playing with my cats helps me calm down so I can show courage.
Calm your nerves, you can have more courage. John, what about you?
I take deep breaths to help me calm down. That makes me show courage.
Yeah, and the great thing about taking deep breaths, you can do it anywhere, anytime, right?
Yep.
Okay, Gracelyn, how would you answer that question?
Something that helps me show courage is to start something small, work at it to make it big.
Okay, so instead of taking on something big all at once, you break it down into little pieces.
Yeah.
Good idea. Mariah?
Sticking up for people when people are being mean, but in a nice way.
All right, Colton?
Pushing yourself to your limit.
Yes, and you know what? I've been thinking a lot about this lately, about how even when something is uncomfortable, it doesn't mean it's bad. So pushing yourself to do something and have courage even when you don't feel like it, builds those courage muscles. All right, Camden, will you wrap this up for us?
When I can show courage when someone else is encouraging me.
It does help when you have others encouraging you, doesn't it? Okay. Thank you so much, co-hosts. You did an excellent job answering a really important question. Okay, I have just a couple more questions for our people here in the studio. And I think some of them are ready to answer this question. Talk about a time that you've needed to show courage. What was that experience like? And I'm going to let John talk about this first.
I had to show courage when I met my friend. It felt like I got a present.
Ah, yeah. Meeting somebody new sometimes takes courage, doesn't it? Stefan.
I had to show courage when I was the first one to at baseball hitting at bat. It was very scary.
Mm-hmm. So going first sometimes takes a lot of courage, doesn't it? Okay. Colton.
I showed courage when ziplining.
Yeah. What did that feel like?
Scary because it was like 200 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how did you convince yourself to do it?
Pushing myself.
Yeah? You just did it. Yeah. Okay. Camden.
One time when I needed to show courage was when I take tests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tests can sometimes feel scary, can't they? Yeah. You just have to do your best and show what you know. Okay. So another question that we had on our list is, who is your role model or example of courage, and why are they that way? And Aaron's going to answer this question. He's going to talk about a role model he has for courage.
My role model was my family because they helped me with all my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Your family is there for you, aren't they? Awesome. All right. Mariah, who's a role model for you?
My friends, because when I am trying to work on a test or something at home, they can help me get the answers or give me clues to get the correct answer.
Mm-hmm. They're coaching you. Yeah. Okay. Gracelyn.
Someone that's a role model for me to show courage is my friend Annabelle. She always stands up for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it always helps to have more courage when you have other people around you. Thank you very much. Well, that was some pretty serious talk about courage, but when we feel better, we can do better. And what is a better way to feel better than to laugh? It is time for our joke segment. All right, Camden, start us off.
How much does a pirate pay to get his ears pierced?
How much?
A buccaneer.
All right, Mariah, tell us yours.
Why couldn't the pony sing a lullaby?
Why not?
She was a little horse.
All right, Colton, what's yours?
Why did I take the microphone home?
Why?
Because it's microphone.
Ah, okay, okay. Aaron, what about you?
Why did the cookie go to the hospital?
Why?
Because he felt crummy.
He felt crummy. Okay. Stefan.
Where do you find an elephant?
Where?
Wait. The same place you lost it.
True story. Okay, John.
Want to hear my pizza joke?
Yeah.
It's too cheesy.
So you can't tell me? Okay. And Gracelyn, wrap it up for us.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Police.
Police who?
Please stop telling these corny jokes.
Oh, well then, on that note, that is all for our jokes. Well, I promised that we would once again give a little time for some shout-outs. I'm going to go around the table and give my co-host a chance to give a shout out, and we are going to start with Stefan.
I like to give a shout out to my cats.
All right, John, give us your shout out.
I like to give a shout out to my teacher, Miss Unruh.
Awesome. Gracelyn.
I like to give a shout out to my great great nephew.
Okay, Camden.
I'm going to give a shout out to my parents.
Your parents, awesome. Mariah.
I'm going to give a shout out to my horse trainer, Kelly.
Cool. Colton.
I'm going to give a shout out to my dogs.
Okay. And Aaron.
I'm going to give a shout out to my friends.
Oh, awesome. And that's all for this month's episode of the HES Character Crew Podcast. We will actually be back next week with a wrap-up episode that covers the whole entire year. So stay tuned for that. All right, everybody, you did a great job.